And we also have, if you look up in the yard at the front, we have what you call the cupola. And in there is a statue, and that is St. Peter. And St. Peter is carved from wood. And when we had the cupola repaired a few years ago, the carpenter got up there and he said, "Did I realise that St. Peter was made of wood, completely of wood, and hadn't rotted? The whole of the rest was rotted, and St. Peter was perfect. No woodworm, nothing." So we think there's some.
Divine intervention,
Yes.
divine protection,
Yes.
rather.
And also, he said, "Did I know there was a huge key up there, and that was the key to heaven?" And he did fix that onto St. Peter round the wrist with a piece of leather. And the children from the school were absolutely delighted to see this huge key around St. Peter's wrist. We also have, you'll see at the front of, as you come in the gates of the Fisherman's Hospital, that are two oval plaques. And we've also had restoration to those recently. Unfortunately, this mouldings at the top have cracked. There were huge cracks in those, but fortunately, our carpenter could mend the mouldings, which we were very relieved because when we had quotations, they were absolutely horrendous, really, really hard
And
to
they look
replace.
beautiful, I have to say.
Yes, they do, don't they? And he's used some very good paint this time and replaced all the wood. And the gilding is very good gild. We were told not to touch that at the moment. And both oval plaques, there's one each side. On one side, it shows the people that had given money to the Fisherman's Hospital, the beneficiaries.
Right from the word go.
Right from the word go.
Gosh.
And they've given 500, 100, whatever. But of course, that was a lot of money in 1702. And it is, we're not allowed to touch the capital. That is the interest that we have, which hasn't been very good in recent years, as you know. But nevertheless, we have the interest from that. And the other plaque, which is near the seat, which shows in all the pictures, that has the rules and regulations.
Going back right from the first, for the
Yes,
first residents.
from the first residents, they, if you read on there, they had a caretaker really who looked after them, and they were locked in, the old fishermen, at night. At 9 o'clock, they were locked in. And they were not given a key, but they are given a key today. So we still lock, or they lock the gates, but they can get in and out.
So was there a mad dash from the pub next door at 8:55?
Possibly. It must have been, I think, to be truthful. But there is a bit also on the plaque that's quite interesting, that they were not allowed to remarry without the permission of the trustees. So the trustees were actually in charge as such, and if a fisherman's wife died, they had to get permission to remarry, and the widow couldn't stay on her own,
Gosh.
which was quite tough to
Yes.
find
Where would
accommodation
she
at an old
go?
age. I really don't know. It was hopefully had relations, but they do talk about the workhouse, to be truthful,
Gosh.
that our fishermen would have had to go in the workhouse years ago if they didn't have anywhere to live quite often, which was quite sad.
So being locked in at 9 o'clock is a small price to pay for
Yes,
that security.
that's right. Yeah, they were only too pleased to get in the Fisherman's Hospital. It was always full. 40 residents they had here.
40.
40, yes. We've only got 8 now.
Right.
Give you some idea.
Were there any other rules that they needed to abide by?
Well, they have to be 60 to come in here, and that is still the rule. They still have to be 60. And we do give priority to people who are connected to the sea and to fishermen. They actually go to the top of the list when we are interviewing. A lady that came in recently, her husband was in the Merchant Navy for many, many years, or all his life, I think. And another lady who came in with her husband, he was actually in the Navy. So there's still connections to the sea, but we don't actually have any fishermen as such. in here now.
Right.
The last one died about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh.
Yes, he was a lovely man.
And he must have been at quite a great age, wouldn't he? Because the fishing industry died.
Yes, he had fished out of Great Yarmouth. Most of them have fished, you know, all over the place, but their base was Great Yarmouth. And that's why they qualified to come in here.
Right. Just to be clear, it's never been a medical facility or a hospital as such, has it?
No. This hospital actually means care, and they came in here to be cared for because they were old and at the end of their days.
Yeah.
And there's no medical care here at all. We have had quite problems, to be truthful, in the past where doctors have sent people back from the local hospital,
yes,
thinking that this is another hospital and they would be looked after. I've had to ring them and say that this is not an actual hospital. And that is difficult to explain to people because it's always been called the Fisherman's Hospital.
And how long? You've been here a lot, for many years, I think.
Yes, 1978.
Wow.
I became a trustee.
So you've seen many changes
in that. I have many changes. It was in a very poor state when I first got onto the trust. In number one, I went into the cottage and the fisherman in there was lighting his fire and the smoke was coming out in the room. And I said, "Oh my goodness." He said, "Don't worry, dear." And opened the windows. He said, "Do that every day." I thought, "Oh my goodness." And I looked in the kitchen and the draining board, which was wood, was full of woodworm. And I was absolutely horrified. So when I got back to the next meeting of trustees, I was asked what I thought of the Fisherman's Hospital. And I said, "Well, I think it's wonderful, but it needs a lot of money spending on it."
Mm-hmm.
But soon after that, we had a clerk who managed to get grants for us. He used to work for the Borough Council as a housing officer, and he had lots of contacts. We also raised £29,000 to go with it. In 1985, to boost up the funds, we formed a Friends Association, of which I was treasurer, and we raised £29,000, as I said, to go with the grants, and that was when the main improvements occurred, and central heating was put in, and the bathrooms were redone, and the
goodness
roof
me.
Was redone, and the kitchens, etc., and made it what I call livable and home.
Yes,
which I was.
They're very lucky to have you.
They are, and well, since then we've managed to try and keep up with it. It is quite a job because it's so old, and there's so many things can go wrong with old places.
Yes, and you've got the constant sea air and salt from the sea air too to contend with.
Yes, we've got work at the moment that needs doing.
Pat, thank you so much for giving just a flavour. There's so much more to talk about, I'm sure, of the work in the Fisherman's Hospital and the history. And I think Great Yarmouth is so lucky to have you still up and running and functioning now. But thank you.
Thank you very much.